home on the boulevard late one night when I spied a guy over on the corner bumming all alone. Now as I passed him by, I heard him holler out, "Hey!" I slowed down to see what he said. He hollers out, "By any chance, are you going my way?" I said, "Why, sure, baby, hop on in and give me a cigarette." Just then he reached down in his pocket, and that was the moment I regret. He hollered, "Reach for the sky." I said, "But I don't understand, sir. Don't try no monkey business. I've got a stopper in my hand." And then he says, "Look here, you see this here I got in my hand? This is a 38 pistol built on a 45 frame. Shoots tombstone bullets in a ball and chain." He said, "Now I ain't trying to shake you up, but I just want you to know, if the cops start to crowd me in it, you're gonna be the first to go. So now look here, don't even look back. You just drive on just like ain't nothing happening." That's what he told me. He wouldn't even let me look back at nothing. He said, "When I get to that red light," he wanted me to go to my left and then jump back to my right. He says, "Now, I want you to drive up in that alley. Not that alley, that one over there. And cool it behind that liquor store. And keep a sharp lookout at all times while I sneak in that back door." That's what he told me. He said, "Keep my foot on the gas and always be on guard. Cause when he come running out there with all that money, he wanted me to mash on it real hard." He said, "Now, don't let him come out of there and find me a double cross. Because he murdered when he told."
"Move up a little bit, man, or we want to take your place."
And then this guy come running out of the store with the money in his hand and says, "Oh, there you are." He made a mistake in the dark and ran and leaped in the police car. When they put the handcuffs on him, I said, "Child, your crime have outgrew him." And then they said,
"Yeah, we're going to put him so far back in jail this time, they're gonna have to pump air into him."